in the tour, Balaturim, Chumash, brings on the pasuk in Nitzavim, Umal Hashem Elokecha es levavcha ve es levav zarecha. Ha'avo es Hashem Elokecha v'chol levavcha nafshecha l'man chayecha. Says the Balaturim, es levavcha ve es levav. Is Rosh Tevis Adam. It's brought in other Sforim, this remes. Umol Hashem Elokecha es levavcha ve es levav zarecha. By stories, Elul has a school for Milas Halev. By stories, Elul is primarily es levavcha ve es levav. It's about lev. Elul is about the lev. And about Milas Halev. The Ramban here says, Zeru she'omru bo letayhem mesayinuse. Elul is a chodesh, which has tremendous segulas of siyata dishmaya. If a mensch is a bo letayhem, what's it mean, milas halev? Milas haguf, we know. To remove the orla. What's milas halev? What's the orla of the lev? The Lamaisa in Itzovim tells the Rebbeinu Shalom will give us Mila Salev. Rebbe Ed said there's a mitzvah essay to do Mila on our Lev. In Akev, Kapitul Yud, Pasuk Tes Zayin, the Pasuk says, Umaltem es Olas Levavchem. There the Torah says, we have to be do the Mila Salev. Dr. Ashi, what's our last levavchem? Oitem levavchem v'kisuyev. The blocking up of the heart, and what covers over the heart. Rashi, the Bo'era tells us, Orla, no, the posuk Aral Svosayim, which I mean, it says Aral Svosayim. Rashi says, Orla bekol mokim is kisu. An oitem. All of each something which blocks up and covers over. All of the Issa, Paris, which have to be all of, Maraltim is all also. As she says, it means you have to be mechased. Chased those fruits. You can't use those fruits. Kilo, they're covered over. Not shaykh to you. What covers over the lave? What blocks up the lave? So the Sipunoi, Umaltim is Orlas Levavchim, Tasiru is Orlas Sichlechem. By lave, we mean Seichel. Vehu, Shetizboidenu Lahosi Koltos. What does it mean? What's this chiv to do Milas Halev? To remove Deus Koizvus. Wrong Deus. Wrong ideas. Wrong Ashkofas. The chiv is Shetis Boinenu Lahosi Koltos. Remove all the Tuusim that a person has in his Seichel. And he's not thinking straight. Like in Nitzavim, the Sipona says, the Rebbeinu Shalom will do Milas Haleiv, Umbal Hashem Elokecha, Eslevavcha, Veslevav Zarecha, La'ava Yisoy, Yigale Einecha, Lasur Mikol To'us, Be'irbuv HaSeichel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Habol Etayer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu do Milas Halev will help a person, will remove all the tuusim from a person's seichel. Be'irbuv haseichel, the person is mixed up. Be'yedias ha'emes. When a person doesn't know the emes, he's not focused on the emes. Bilas Alev is to get our days straight, to be Odeh Es HaEmes. Says the Sipur in Nitzavim, when will HaKadosh Baruch Hu do that? Keshe Tishtadeh L'dov Kaboy. When you try, when you try, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remove all the tuusim mi'irbu maseichel. Be'oifen she'takir tuvoy te'veyu be'chreach. And the Rebbe Yisrael will take away all the tuusim. You'll see the emes. It will be makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Makir the toiv Hashem. Ve'te'veyu be'chreach. You'll come to Avas Hashem. Ubol Hashem elokecha es levavcha ves levav sar echo le'avo es Hashem elokecha. That's what the pasuk says. The milas aleiv will bring you to Ava. V'chol levav v'chol nafsh v'chol amal chayech. In Ekev, the hemshech of the milas aleiv is v'opachem losak shu'oid. Ubal temisor las levavchem. You shouldn't make your neck hard. What's made thus? Sok the Rabban. Baltim is all as levavchem. The same you saw it. You have to open your heart to understand the emes. The Sipporno says the hisboidenus lohasi kaltos is mila salem. That's the chiyum. The hisboidenus. Rabban says one has to open up one's heart. One has to be open to the emes. Hear the emes. Loi kasher asisem, says the Ramban. Loi kasher asisem ad ayoy mazeh. Not like you did till now. Shalu nosan Hashem lochem leiv lodas veidayim lirois veiznayim nishmoya. And when you open yourself to the emes, you open your seichel, your heart, lodas is or emes. Ve'opachem lo yisak shu'oid. And then you won't be obstinate. You won't make your neck hard. Zokter Ramban, Sheloitiyu kaviseichem dor soire umoire. Sheyoshvu im ha-mitzrim ve'yilmedu mimaseihem. You shouldn't be like your fathers who lived in Mitzrayim and were mushba by the mitzusha ideas, by the mitzusha culture. Vehem koshim la'azuv darkom. And they couldn't leave the way they grew up, the hashbos of Mitzrayim, the way they grew up. K'moshe osu isa'egel. V'koram sham am k'shei oirif. What was the Rebbeinu Shalom's taina? Well, the egel, they're am k'shei oirif. Over there, the Sifonu says, what's the pshat? K'shei oirif. It's a moshul from a shot. We don't see how people steer shore anymore. We don't see people plowing with a shore. So we have certain difficulties when we learn a musik of oil malchus shamayim, a yoke. We've never seen a yoke. Most people have never seen a yoke. They don't understand how a yoke works. But I might say, how does it work? The teva of an ox is that he goes in the direction of his face. So if you want to force an ox to go somewhere, you have to turn his face. Turn his face to the right, then the ox will turn right. Turn his face to the left, he'll turn left. What do you do if you want to plow a field with an ox? And there's all sorts of weeds still in the field. That's part of the reason why you're plowing the field. So the ox start dragging the plow. Then he'll see there's a geshmak of weed over there, and he'll run off to go over there and eat that weed. and then it'll go over here to another weed, and you'll have the furrows. It will be a whole confusion in the field. You won't be able to sow anything. So what do? You put an oil, miloshem al. You put a beam on his face, and you connect that beam to his face. And then the person who's steering the ox has two ropes, which he can move the beam. You pull it this way, you force the ox to look to the right. You pull it that way, you force him to look to the left. You hold it straight. You don't allow the ox to look either way. You force him to look straight. You force him to look straight, then he'll walk straight, and you'll get straight furrows. The musig of oil malchus shamayim is something which controls how we look. It controls mimela, our path in life. Zog the Sipurnoi. What's the pshat am kshei oiref? If you wanted the ox to do a U-turn, how will you do it? You'll pull his face right round so that he looks like that, and we may know he'll do a U-turn. This is, but if a person, if the neck of the ox is stiff, is hard, he says if it's hard like barzel, like iron, then he can't change his direction. He can't move his face. He can't move his face. He won't change his direction. So that's the Eibishter, what the Eibishter said after Egel Azov. You am kshei oiref. You can't change your direction. You can't move your neck. You're stuck in your mahalach. And you're only going that way. And you won't do tshuva. You won't return. You won't do a U-turn from your mahalach. That's am kshei oiref. So the Ramban in the Torah tells us, "Umbaltem es olas levavchem, she levavchem pasuach ladas o emes." You have to be open to the emes. Ve'obchem lesak shuoid, shatiu kaviseichem, she yoshvu amitzim, ve'yilmedu bimaseihem, and koshim lazik darkem. They were mushpa by the Mitzrim, a whole culture of Avodah Zarah. Umimela, when they came to a Nisayan, also is a Egel, am kshei oiref. Even after Matan Torah, Yitzis Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, all the Nisim, they couldn't change their direction, they couldn't give up what they learned. What they absorbed, not after they learned, but they absorbed from the Mitzrim amongst whom they lived. Milas Alev is to open a person, to open ourselves up to the Emes. And live up to the dictates of Emes. Ulafuke, for we absorbed from the Goyim, Deus Koisvois. To Usim, all this covers over the heart. Says Rashi, Or la Salev is Oitem Halev, the Kisuyo, it covers over the heart. Our Seichel is covered over. The Ramban says you have to take away the cover, open up the heart so that the Emes can go in. Gemara says in Brachos Daf Yud Zayin, Golui v'yadu elefanecha, sheretzoneinu lases es retzoncha. Be'etzem, a yid's rotzen, his rotzen pnimi, the lave of a yid, is to be mekayim rotzen Hashem. That's be'etzem retzoneinu. Retzoneinu lases es retzoncha. No, so why would you do our things? Retzoneinu lases es retzoncha. So the Gemara Mima Akev, Sa'ar Shebi Isa, the yeast in the dough, the Shibut Malchus. What's the yeast in the dough? The Yetzirah. The Yetzirah Hapnimi, the Yetzirah which we have inside of us, is like yeast. What's Yishmaka loaf of bread. What's the difference between chametz and matzah? Ve'etzem and Svarim Shneid are very small nekuda. The difference between chametz and matzah is the connection of the ois hay, of the foot of the hay, to the roof of the hay. If you continue that connection, you get a ches. The difference between chametz and matzah is a ches and a hay. Yeah, what is that nekuda there? What happens? You have a certain amount of dough. You mix flour and water. Now, if you made it into matzah, it doesn't rise. What you made with your dough is what you get in the matzah. What you see is what you get. Matzah is emes. You put some yeast into it, and it starts making it swell, become big, rises, and then what you get? A whole big fat loaf of bread. What do you have now? You have something which looks a lot more than actually you originally had. You put in a pound of flour, and however much water you're supposed to put in for a pound of flour, and that's what you should have. And now you have a big loaf of bread which looks very impressive. And what is it? It's full of air. Bensim is full of nothing. But it's much more Moshe. It's full of geschmack. Chametz is much more geschmack than matzah. The Yetzirah in the Etzim takes the emes and swells up the whole emes, changes it, makes it look very impressive. Otherwise, it's a whole load of air. He makes it look very geschmack. Otherwise, it's the same thing as you have in matzah. The Etzim is the matzah. In a different form. That's the Yetzirah HaPnimi, the Sar Shebe'isa. The yeast in the dough, that's the Yetzirah HaPnimi, which is inside of us. That's one thing that's Ma'akev, Ma'asus Ritzonecha. Oh, but there's something else. Shibud Malchis. Shibud Malchis is the effects of the Goyim amongst whom we live. The hashbois of the goyim. The Mashgiach on Seder Meshmuz. From the Sar Shebe'isa, he said, we could be potter long ago. That's easy. What's hard? What's the Be'ikim Akev in our Avodas Hashem? What's the Ikim Akev that prevents us being Mekayim Ritzoneinu? Lasus Ritzoincho. Shibud Malchus. Goyish ideas, Goyish culture, Goyish ways of thinking about things. That's so mashpia. Says the Ramban, Umbalti misolas levavchem. Open your hearts to the emes. Ve'opechem lesak shu'oid. Don't be like Avoseichem, who were mushba by the Shibud Malchias, who were mushba by the Mitzrim, and couldn't change. We all grew up amongst the Goyim. We all grew up exposed to Goyish culture. In Nebach, the Goyim don't have the Emes. They were offered the Emes, because Rahu offered to give them Torah. They weren't interested. So what did they build the culture? What's Olam Hazeh for the Goy? The whole Iker. Even the Goy will pay lip service to what they call life after death, heaven. I mean, it doesn't make any enough given to their lives. They built a culture. And if they've taken the last few thousand years to build this culture in the last 20, 30, 40 years, certainly the last 50, 100 years, they put their feet on the gas with these ideas. Built a culture which is kulei guf. a culture which is Hadas Aguf. Goof, 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 Hadas Aguf. Consumer society, they call it. Hadas, Geschmack, Taiva. And when we go with that Mahalach, it's not surprising that all sorts of Yesodis, which they were Yoirish from Doris before. Sof kol sof, where did the Goyim start from? They had a new start after the Mabul. And then you start after the Mabul was Noach, which is Tzadik, Ton Noach. His three sons. One of them was a huge tzaddik. One of them was a God's finer tzaddik. One of them did the Yoni, which are not so poshut. Oh, but he lived through the Mabul. He was Noach's son. Says the Sipur, says the Ramban, that the Doris HaKodmus, they all believed in Avodah Zarah, because at least they knew that there's some spiritual level to the world. They were misrachik from HaKadosh Baruch Hu because that's very inconvenient. Oh, but they understood there's some type of spirituality in the world. Oh, but the Doris today, is there any spirituality in their Mahalach? Kol Ponim, the Goyim amongst whom we grew up. Today the Avodah Zarah is not a Koichov, a Malach. It's the Mensch himself. Self-made, we're in control, we can do everything. If we don't always succeed, then what is it? Ah, luck, fate, stupid things that they say. Oh, but Etzem, we can do anything. It's not that I was chaser in my service to this Avodah Zarah, to that Avodah Zarah, this Malach is upset with me, or this Koichov isn't being mashpia correctly. And they were Yoyish, certain Gedorim in Erva. Come came Bilam, and he burst the Gedorim. And he just began the process. And it gets worse and worse. There's a Ramban in Mitzvot. If a mensch goes after taiva, then when he's had his taiva, the regular taiva, it's like mayim meluchim. When a person's drinking salty water, doesn't quench his thirst. He just wants more salty water. More and more and more. So when a mensch goes after taiva, and taiva is his whole ikah, when he's had his fill of regular taiva, he looks to abnormal taivas. And it never stops. Because he can never quench his thirst. Because taiva can never satiate a person. We live in a society which is dedicated to taiva. And the taivas, the normal taivas, they're long given up. They look for abnormal taivas, and more abnormal, and more abnormal. And then they make marches to proclaim that I have my abnormal taiva, and this I have a right to my abnormal taiva. Windig. Look what Chisus Ha'adam. 50-odd years ago, they used to have marches, anti-nuclear marches. Always every year there was a big march in England for the anti-nuclear war people. It's good, it's not good. Lamaisa, the Das Buddha says that man will never be able to destroy the world. Even though he has the koyach to destroy the world many times over, you don't have to make an anti-nuclear march. The Das Buddha says you don't need to. Now you still protect his world. Oh, but l'cholapachas, what's that march about? Some type of value. Peace. V'chule. Some type of chosh of a value. Now what do you have? People going on marches to say, I want my taiva. Rabbi said, I think we should have the ice cream march. I want my ice cream. I have a right to have 35 flavors of ice cream all in one go. And and eat it b'achila gasa. And you don't tell me you're wrong for eating b'achila gasa. I get a stomachache, that's my problem. What do I do with you? Achila gasa. A mensch has a taiva. No. Never, he has a taiva. Has he befasim his taiva? Has he got marches for his taiva? Where are we holding? And Rabbi say, you think it's not much beyond us? When a mensch is kulei guf, when as far as they're concerned, the whole mensch is just one big fat fressing guf, a taiva machine. You have this taiva, this is that taiva, the other taiva. So ain't it of itself? And that's what comes out. They make movies all about their taiva. A person never is very limited in how much taiva he can have. So the chalapachas, he can sit there for 3 hours and watch and imagine that he's that stupid actor having all the taivas that the actors have. Ah! B'yotzi b'kine. And then he reads in the news how choshev this actor is. He's got divorced for the 15th time and with his husband. His husband. Meile! Nebach. Aber it's all mashpia. You're not going to like what I'm going to say. Or keep the money. The Rabban's telling you, telling us, it is you. Shiyeh levavchem posuch l'das ha'emes. Va'opachem l'sak shu'oit. Let's open ourselves up to the emes. We have to start thinking. We're not just saying, okay, this is how everybody does it, this is how I grew up, this is how the whole world behaves, and this must be right. Wait, shetizboinenu, says the Sipporno. Think it through. What is the emes? There's a ganze welt of sport. What's sport? I'm not talking about a mensch who plays sports, who wants to have a shtikul. Terrence to do some exercise, so he can't go and work out stuff, so he makes a game. Zayda, Ben Torah, Misal Chilutz HaTzomers, fine. No, I'm not talking about that. Oh, but to go and watch, or make a ganze chayim, a ganze chashivas, about a few missing links, the riots for Darwin Mamish, who was throwing a ball around to another few missing links. Can they get the ball in the net or not get the ball in the net? Yeah, these chevra, 7 feet tall, like apes, merged, came straight out of the jungle, and the big deal, they could get the ball up there. Whether they're that high anyway. Well, given a whole team of dwarfs, they're playing with the ball. Ah! That was a seichel. Or you watch the American football. Mamish, one set of behemoths, another set of behemoths, behemoths like behemoths, mamish, go around in the zoo, watch the apes in the zoo playing. What does it have to see? Dress up the bench, they have to be protected with all their zachen. But the English are more able. They're playing like little kids, running around with football and mamish. This team and that team, can they get the ball in the net? Ah, maybe. Of course, you touch the ball, it's a foul, you get penalties and zachen. A mensch looking, making a chashivas? A mensch? A mensch is seichel. A mensch is a leiv. What is a mensch, Rabbosai? A behemoth? A goof? Or is a mensch a neshama? A chelik elakami mal? Chelik ruchni? whose tafkid is to come into this world and use his guf and elevate his guf. Not faket. The tafkid of the guf is to take a heiligen neshama and bring it down into all the schmutz and taiva. And all his neshama is doing is giving his guf a little bit of chiyus so he can titillate the guf and have his taivas and his gishma. All the neshama is doing is giving the guf a little bit of seichel so he can figure out how many points this side got and how many points that side got. And remember, the al zachen from who's holding here in the cup and who's holding there in the cup, and this one, the al zachen that they know. But when it comes to a shayla, Yiddishkeit was, gosh, never heard of it. Ala pite protein in sports, neveistaus. Why do government support sport? A lot of money goes in to support sport. Because yodua, the sports cut down criminal activity. When these different teams or certain things go on strike, it's baduk and menusa. There's far more gnevers, there's far more ratzichas. If Chazal would be writing today the Mishnayos, there's a Mishnah. Ben Soira Moira, the Mishnah says, Yayid Vashena is Toiv L'Rishoyim. Why? It keeps him out of trouble. You get Shika, you fall asleep, you can't do any Aveiros. Hayit Chazal would have put in sport. No, that's what you're joining in, that's what you're looking at, that's what you're being Machshiv. So the Goy shouldn't do Aveiros? Or does it bring a yid? Bittul Torah. Kilkul Hadeus. Being machshiv. Some idiot. Avodi Mamish. Well, they buy them and sell them, the sports players, for thousands and millions. They dosh. Avodim. And a Ben Torah has shaykhus to that. And the sad Torah is, yeah, that's how we grew up. And the sad terrors is this culture affects us, and the culture is telling us goof, 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 goof. Sich competitor, Rabbi Sai. In less than 4 weeks, every one of us has a serious court case on our hands. Every one of us. And every one of us believes it 100%. In Seichel. And I haven't seen anybody who's worried. No, it could be Levi Adamos Nafsho. Maybe I'm looking in a very negative way at other people. Maybe people don't have to be worried. People know they haven't done any Averis over the last year. They're Batuach. They'll be Oymed Bedin on Rosh Hashanah. They're fine. But I know myself. But that's not the case. And I know myself, I'm not worried. I once was zoicha to see a yid who was worried. Rosh Shiva in Nevadok, Zeichet Tzadik V'Kodesh Livrocha, Rabbi Tzion Brook. As he went through Elul, he got more and more scared. You could see it on his face. I told some of the tzibur, he used to say on Motzi Shabbos, he saw it, he saw it in the Hesped Nigun to Mimora people. So Grada, I think it was the last year of his life, might have been the year before, he didn't give on the first Motzi Shabbos in El. So I asked him, why didn't the Rosh Shiva say Soiris? And he said, well, you have to be holding by it. He was holding by it. When he was Nifta, somebody said to me, why didn't you say Hisoiris? You know, you heard it many years. Why didn't you say Hisoiris? Yeah, Marisha thing. I thought I could. I can take him off. I remember the maises. I remember the vertalach. I remember how it leads up to everything. I know the nigun. I'm not sure I can do it in English, but I can exactly do it in Yiddish. It doesn't go in English somehow, the hesped nigun, but I'll go upon him. What a narrow kind. You have to be holding by it. He was holding by it. I saw the mashgiach once on a Rosh Hashanah morning on his way to shul. He mamash looked like a mensch going to place for us. The pachad was all over his face. And we? Me? Nothing. Nothing at all. Why not? Because the guf doesn't get scared, Rabbi said. The seichel, the neshama, that's what can wake up the Rosh Hashanah. But our lave, where the emotions are, all covered over. All as a lave, it's covered over, it's blocked up. It's not coming through. There's a dish compelle. Ba'opachem le'sak shu'oid. Shibud Malchius. So mushma from the Shibud Malchius. The famous Rambam, Per Gimel Hilchos Tshuva, Halacha Dalet, Af Al Pi Shetkia Shoifa Berosh Hashanah, Gzeiros HaKosuv, Remez Yesh Boi. Be'etzim Tkia Shoifa is Gzeiros HaKosuv. The Mekoros, why the Rambam says that? Oh, but not now. Oh, but Zeremez, says the Rambam. Kloima, what's the Shoifa telling us? Uru yeshenim mishenaschem, v'nir domim akitzu mitadem aschem. People are asleep, wake up. The shofar is a call to wake us up. And the people who are fast asleep, disturbs, the shofar should disturb even a person who's in deep slumber. V'chipsu b'maseichem. The shofar tells us, wake up. Opechem l'sak shu'oid. Chipsu ma'aseichem. Look through your ma'isim. V'chizru b'tshuva. V'zichru b'oirachem. Remember you have a boire. A boire. That means there's a tachus. We're not stam here. The Eibush created the bria yesh me'ayin. He had a tachus. Explains the Rambam. Who are the people who are asleep? Elo ashoichachim eso emes v'havle hazman. Sleep with the people who forget the emes. The siponu is emes. The milas alei. The Ramban's emes. When we're asleep, we forget the emes. And the shofar comes to wake us up, to remind us there's an emes in the bria. V'shoigim kol shnosom behevel avirik. And they waste their lives, they waste their years with nourishkeit. Things which are not no toelis whatsoever. How much time does a person spend in front of his movies and his sports and his nourishkeit and his goyish literature and zizachen? How much time of a person's life does he, what's a toelis? Asher lo yoyil v'lo yatzil. Doesn't help. Those are the people who are asleep. Says the shofar, habitu l'nafshoi seichem. You have a nefesh. You're not just a big behemoth. You're not just an oversized behemoth. You're a heilige nefesh, habitu l'nafshoi seichem. We blow the shofar every day in El. When if the Balaturim tells us that El is milas aleiv, our shofar should wake us up. Habitu l'nafshoi seichem, we have a nefesh. We're a neshama, we're not just a goof. We're be'ikah neshamas. The neshama has to use the goof. The Rechaim HaKadosh is a meridika mahalach in the beginning of next week's parsha. He said, say, la milchoma ala yuvecha. He explains first lefi pshutoi. One of the kashas he has, because we're talking about Milchemes Rishus. Milchemes Rishus, only the biggest tzaddikim went to Milchemes Rishus. So how is it shayach that he should have a cheshik for this Eishes Yifas Toya? So he explains, this mahalach lefi pshutoi. What's going on actually? Why this tzaddik is attracted to the Eishes Yifas Toya? He says, an amal, heilig in the neshamas, for whatever reasons, the Eishes puts them and in goyim. I in the Moshul Rus. Why did Machlon marry Rus? What was he attracted to Rus? And the Maisa Orpa? Because they had Tifa Arayim, even though they were the Benois Amelech and Moyav, they had inside Heiligen Neshamas. And they saw that. They wanted to bring that into Klal Yisrael. Good. They were Makdim Samucha, v'chule, v'chule. He says, Amal, you can have a woman who has his Heiligen Neshamas. And the tzaddik sees her, v'ra isa v'ashivya, eishes yifas toya. He says the neshama is called yifas toya, because the neshama is yofe yofe. It's very beautiful. A heiligen neshama is very beautiful. Umimele v'choshachto ba. He has this pull. And the Torah gives him a halach, how to bring that neshama back into Klal Yisrael. Ayin Shom. That's how he explains B'derech Apshat. And then he explains B'derech Adrush. Meritik and Mahalach. He said, say, La Milchoma. La Milchoma is the Milchoma Amyuchedis. What's the Milchoma? The Chovis HaBavis brings a Maisa that there was a Tzaddik who saw an army coming back from a very hard war. And he stood up and he said to them, Achai, Chazaratom mi milchoma hakala. You've just come back from the easy war. He satadu the milchoma hakoshe. Now prepare yourselves for the hard war. And they were tired and weary from the battles. They said, Nocha milchoma. What's the milchoma? Says the tzaddik, milchemes hayetzer b'chai loisov. The real milchoma is the milchoma hapnimis. That's the real milchoma, and that's much harder than the external milchoma. So the orachayim hakodesh, he said, say la milchoma. When you pull yourself together and you go out to fight the milchoma, al oyvecha, who's your real oye? The yetzer. Like the Chovis HaBavos says there in the Hemshech, the Yetzer is your real Ayev, the real Soine, a Soine Asher Bekirbecha, he says. And he's an Ayev who can never be defeated. You'll defeat him, he'll come back to fight again. Shaloka Derech, but a normal enemy, eventually you defeat the enemy, they give up. He says, he never gives up. He says, when you decide to fight, decide to pick yourself up and make a milchome here. Yaakovish Baruch will help you. He says, what's the Shevi? The Shevi is the Mensch's neshama. When the Yetzer Hara takes hold of the neshama, he takes it out of the Mensch. And he becomes just a goof. And as far as his whole life is going with the Guf, where's his neshama? Is covered over and caught by the Yetzer. He said, but once you start the milchama and the son of Hashem lekecha biyadecha v'shavis ashiviyoi, you'll come back and you'll get the Chevy from the Yetzer. And then you realize you have a Heilige Neshama. An Eishes Yefas Toya, a Heilige beautiful Neshama. And if you go to a Milchama, Ki Seitzin a Milchama Leivecha, then V'recha Shaktopo. Then you'll have a Cheshek, you'll want your Neshama. You want to become a neshama diker, not a goof. Velokachta lechole isha, and you'll be koine your neshama. Veivesel toich beisecha. He says, "What's the bias of the mensch? It's his goof. You'll bring back the neshama into your goof, and then vegilcha es roisha, veasasa es siponeha." You'll take away the tumah. Cyrus is very often meramis to tumah. It's not bichdi, the esiv is called sa'ir. V'asasai tziponeo. Nails which grow and grow and grow for no tachlis, be'etzin, you have to keep cutting them. Moistres. Ve'sira simlas shivya me'alea. And you take off the clothing that she was wearing. The neshama was covered over with the simla of the Yetzer Hara. V'yashva v'beisecha zokta. What's this bias? The Beis HaMedrash. Uvach seisaviyo v'esima yerach yomim. The ma'isa, the makar of this Aruch Chaim, is in the Likutei Torah from the Arizal. The Arizal is a bashit like this. There he says, Aviyah ves ima is oilam hazeh. The gashmius, the goof. You stop being a goof. Uvach says, Aviyah ves ima, yerach yomim, for a month. So this is up to Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. So the Yerach Yomim Zuchoydash El. What's the avoid of Choydash El? Come back to the Emes. To realize we're neshamas, the chashakta ba, to build up the cheshik for neshamah. The yashua of the beisach or the beis medrash, yerach yomim. How do we change our mahalach? How do we begin to get the shaychus to the emes? How do we throw off that culture of the goof? Says Noch Aruch Chaim HaKadosh in Nitzavim. Hector Akasha says over here, we said, Umbal Hashem Elokecha es levavcha ves levav zarecha mila salev. He says beforehand, it says also that. Beforehand, the Pasuk says, V'shavta ad Hashem elokecha, v'shamata b'koilei, k'chol anshe anoichi mitzavcha yoyim, ato v'anecha b'chol levavcha nafshecha. You'll do tshuva. And now it tells me, Mila Salev, you've done tshuva. And after mal Hashem elokecha, say noch amal. Vato toshu v'shamata b'koil Hashem Hashem v'asiso es kol mitzvoyso v'shanoichim mitzav chayayim. Tshuva, noch tshuva, noch tshuva. Says, what's the chant? So the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh has three stages of tshuva. The first stage is to start learning Torah. V'shavto ad Hashem Elokecho v'shamato bekoilo. It means you'll learn Torah. K'chol Hashem Elokecho v'tzav chayim. Like I'm mitzavim you. It doesn't say kiyum ha-mitzvus this time. Only v'shamato bekoilo. Zokta, that is limud ha-Torah. And then when you come from limud ha-Torah, you can get to milas ha-leiv. And when you have milas ha-leiv, as Keneged the Loise says, then you come to a matzvato toshu v'shamata b'koil Hashem v'asis es kol mitzvos v'shaloichim v'sav chayim. Then you come to tshuva shleima ki mitzvos esei b'shleimus. Hashoyim atoy chelkeinu. We're in Chodesh El. So many people never even realize it's Chodesh El. It's October, it's August, September, Chodesh El, we'll talk to them. Well, here we are in the Yeshiva HaKadosha, Beveisecho, Yerach Yomim, learning Torah. Well, we learn Torah Hashem. That brings us back, Aleph, to the MS. Beis, or Efshe Beis is Aleph, brings us back to Mechazik, the seichel, the leiv, and not the guf. Umikoyach that, we can come to milas ha-leiv. That's the school of El. And this mahalach in tshuva is what we daven for every day. Ashiveinu avinu l'soyro secho. That's where it starts. V'karveinu malkeinu l'avoido secho. And then we can have milas ha-leiv. Kirva l'avoido. And then Shiveinu b'tshuva shleima lefanecho. Then we can come to tshuva shleima. Aleph tzvi mischazik in limud ha-toyra. Limud ha-toyra brings to avoido. Avoido can bring us to tshuva. And that's be'etzim the avoido of El. The Balaturim here with Mamshich with his remez with another remez. He says Vechein Lulei Hamanti Lirois Betuv Hashem. We say every day in the David Oiri. Lulei is Oisius Elo. What's the pshat? Lulei is Oisius Elo. Lulei is Elo Fakert. What does lulei mean? Lulei means I kimat was not mamin. Lulei hemanti, I kimat was not mamin. Liros betuv Hashem beretz chayim. Why? Because all the nourishment I grew up with the shibud malchus, with the goyish deis and goyish mahalchim. Lulei hemanti, liros betuv Hashem. I'm all mixed up. What the Sipporah says, irbu vaseichu. Elul takes the lulei hemanti, and sets everything right, turns it round, makes it yosha, emes, mahalach, Torah, Elul. Elul. If there's an Elul, hemanti lirois betuv Hashem, be'eretz chayim.